Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to We Get Results. It's Tuesday, October 27th, 2015, and I'm your host, Mary Singer Albertson. If you haven't joined me before, I just want to let you know that the purpose of my show and what I'm trying to make happen is to let listeners know about nonprofits and ways they can make a difference in the U.S. and in the world. And a lot of it comes from the organization Results. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in a few minutes. And today, though, I'm going to treat you to a repeat performance of last month's show with Sue K. Riley and how positive music feeds the soul and lifts your spirits. So right before that, I'm first going to give you an action that you can take to help end hunger and poverty in the U.S. What we want to do is to save the EITC and child tax credits that benefit working families. And that's what's happening right now. And if you would like to be a part of it and make a difference, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what you can do, and then we're going to go on to Sue K. Riley. So for right now, what we need to do at this moment in Congress is to urge Congress to save the key tax provisions for working families, to prioritize the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is the EITC, and Child Tax Credit, which is the CTC. Key provisions are set to expire, and if this happens, 16 million people, including 8 million children, will fall deeper into poverty. The EITC and CTC kept 9.8 million Americans out of poverty in 2014. These credits must be strengthened and protected, not cut. So take action and urge Congress to save key EITC and child tax credits. Credits should be Congress's top priority, not business breaks. So if you go to the Results website, which is www.results.org, there's a spot you can see right away that says Take Action, and you click on Take Action Now. And there's a sample text for your members of Congress, for the House, and for the Senate that you can edit and email to your two senators and to your representative in the House of Representatives. So you click on your state and your zip code for their addresses, and it will be sent directly to them from there. So if you need any further help on that or information on how to proceed, let me know. Let me know at malbertson05@aol.com. So I'm hoping that you will take action because you can make a difference. I think this Results is one of the best ways I've seen where one person can make a big difference. And we are the ones we've been waiting for. There's no one else coming. So be the change and take action. So that's that. Let me know if you have any questions. And we're going to go on next to the pre-recorded show from last month with Sue K. Riley, who's a wonderful songwriter, musician, singer, and this pre-recorded show features three of her beautiful and very meaningful songs. And she is, her information can be found on the website Empower Music and Arts. So that website is www.empowerma.com. And you're going to be able to find things on there about the POSI Music Festival in February in Tampa, February 11 to 15, four-day workshop of music, concerts, and networking, and a very cool song school on February 10 and 11, which is a songwriting class. And I know people that have gone and have felt it was just amazing. So look on the website for that. There's dates for POSI concerts in Arizona and other concerts. And what they're trying to do is empowering humanity through music, writing, and the spoken word. So if you didn't get to listen to it yet, I hope that you will because it's just wonderful music and Sue is just a really great musician and inspires all of us so much. So enjoy. I hope you'll please enjoy Sue K. Riley and her amazing music. Thanks, and have a great month. Take care. Bye. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015, and welcome to We Get Results. I am your host, Mary Singer Albertson, and if you haven't joined me before, We Get Results airs on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen to it in the archives after the broadcast. My purpose is to discuss current challenges on the planet and connect listeners to ways they can make a difference. How we can make our voices heard and help others who need a hand up. Everyone can get results if they know how and where to connect to something that they are passionate about. We need to be the change we want to see in the world. We are the ones we've been waiting for. There's no one else coming. So today we have a very special guest who, through her music, lifts us up and tells us through positive messages how to achieve peace in our lives. We need peace within before we can achieve peace in our communities, in our country, and our world. So we will listen to some of Sue K. Riley's magnificent songs and feel the positive message that she brings us. It's been said that music heals the soul and encourages us on. So let me tell you a little bit about our special guest, Sue K. Riley. She believes in the power of music to touch hearts and heal lives, and she loves to share her passion for music through a wide variety of means. Sue is the Vice President of Empower Music and Arts, which is dedicated to changing the world one song at a time. Empower hosts the yearly Empower Posse Awards in Florida, which recognizes excellence in songwriting for artists who create songs with messages of peace, interfaith, and joyous living. The festival is now in its 11th year. Sue also was the chairperson of the music ministry team for Unity Worldwide Ministries for 11 years, helping to create a body of music for our churches. As one of the leaders in the genre of POSI music, standing for positive music, Sue tours the country performing in the POSI-palooza concerts along with great artists such as Karen Drucker, Harold Payne, Faith Rivera, Daniel Nemad, Tom Kimmel, and many others. A prolific singer-songwriter, Sue has created 8 CDs of original award-winning, uplifting, positive music. Her newest CD, Ready to Receive, was produced by Daniel Nemad and was just released this June. So, Sue, we're going to welcome you to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Mary, for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. We really appreciate you being on. I've seen you in concert several times. I absolutely love your music. I think it makes a world of difference. I think one thing that I read somewhere said, the lyrics today is the dumbing down of our nation. There is a lasting effect on the mind, repeating negative lyrics. So young people are really being programmed by some really terrible lyrics now. So anyway, I wanted to ask you how you got started in music, Sue.
Well, you know, when I was a little girl, my grandfather, who was a vaudeville radio musician back in the 20s and 30s, was my first music teacher and, you know, patiently taught me. What he did was he gave me the love of music. He instilled that in my heart so that when I grew up, you know, I started out, of course, playing in bars and wedding bands and found it didn't speak to me. But what he gave me was the tools to create a magical life for myself. And when I started playing in a Unity church, when I auditioned for Unity Church and got the job, then I noticed we had no songs that actually worked right for our theology without changing lyrics. And I found my direction for my passion
of music. So then you got started in the New Thought music, and how did you go from there?
Well, you know, I sang for a few years. You know, I've been at the Unity Church of Clearwater for about 28 years, involved in the music, and I noticed that, you know, we had no songs that fit without changing lyrics. I mean, you can only sing "Climb Every Mountain," you know, once a year at least, you know. And so I started writing songs, And that just took me, you know, took me to Summer Songs, which is an amazing songwriting camp in upstate New York, which changed my life. And then I became part of the music ministry team for the then Association of Unity Churches, now Trinity Worldwide Ministries. And with Richard McDeesey, where we started creating resources for our New Thought churches, which led me to become friends with the key people such as, you know, Karen Drucker and Daniel Namod, and it just went on from there. So I'm totally immersed in it now. It's what I do 24/7. I pretty much think that the music that you listen to creates the world around you. So if you're listening to healing, positive music, you have a chance of having a healed, positive life.
Mm-hmm. And I think nowadays people are finally getting it that our thoughts change our life or make our life, depending on what we think and how we feel and what we, you know, if we're thinking positive thoughts or we're thinking, oh, no, in the past this happened and now this is going to happen and worrying about. I think someone said, maybe it was Michael Beckwith, that worrying is like praying for everything you don't want. So,
that's right.
So we need to be positive. We need to see what is going to happen and know it and feel it and be it. So, you know, your music has helped me with that a lot. And I want to let listeners hear some of it. So why don't we start with one that is absolutely the whole thing of the CD and the book and everything that is just my absolute favorite is the 12 Women of the Chalice. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit about how that happened to be and what it's about, and then we'll play the song.
Okay. My dear friend and minister, Reverend Letty Hammack, had an idea for a project where we would co-create songs that were based on the 12 powers of man, which Charles Fillmore developed, but that would be interpreted through the feminine. And they would be women that were in the Bible in the genealogy of Jesus who had speaking parts. And it was a huge project, but one that's just been really transformative for me. And so many people, the songs resonate with so many people. So the song that you're going to play, Divine Order, is on the power of order, spiritual order. And it's the story of the other Mary, the wife of Alpheus. I think that's how you say his name. But it's not, you know, it says the story of, you know, in the order, the power of order, but in words that I think in lyrics that speak to an everyday life, not like a an ancient story. It's a story of what each person goes through every day, looking for harmony and peace in their everyday existence.
I like the lyrics very much. You know, it said, where there is harmony, there will be peace. Less of the human, more of the divine. And we'll let people hear the whole thing right now. So we're going to go into playing Divine Order from the 12 Women of the Chalice.
Thank you.
Peace. the Christ fell, shining through me. Teach me humility, let me your servant be. Give me serenity, selfless and free.
About, like, I was not familiar with Tamar or some of the other women that were in there, and you hear their story and then you hear the song. Didn't you say you had a very short amount of time to write 12 songs in too?
Well, I actually took a sabbatical and did it because Letty wanted each song to be in 12 different keys, and not to mention the woman in it, but just the essence of the power in a way that people could relate to today. So it was a little challenging, but but we did it.
And it's wonderful. And then there's also the sheet music. So our choir at our Unity of Farmington Hills, you know, does some of your songs all the time, and we really appreciate it. So why don't you tell people about Pascalooza?
Well, Apostlepalooza is like a musical conversation between three or four artists, and they're just magical, one-of-a-kind of events. We've done about 300 of them between the U.S. and Canada, and they're different every time. Either Richard McGeesey or myself is always present, and then we pair different artists. And the magical thing is that many of these artists, like, you know, Janis Danfield or Karen Taylor Good or, you know, Greg Tamblyn, you know, Daniel Namon, they knew of each other, but they never hung out together, got to hang out because they were always on parallel paths touring around the country. So Empower Music and Arts with the festival has put them together. So it's like an event where everyone comes together and celebrates the power of positive music. And they started co-writing songs together and become great friends, all with the shared mission of writing positive music. So the Pazapaloozas are very organic. We don't have like a set list. We work off of what song the previous person has played. And I'm probably not giving it a great, I'm making it not very comprehensible, but just they're organic, magical celebrations of positive music. You, in that hour and a half, you will only hear positive songs, and they're transformative. They're just really, they're my favorite concerts. I would go to them even if I wasn't putting them on. You bet. Yeah, we've done a couple at Farmington Hills.
We've done a couple there, and we're very excited because you're coming back
Forum U.
We are.
Yes, October 4th at 1 p.m. at Unity of Farmington Hills. You can go Google Unity of Farmington Hills to look it up there, or you can go on your website. Do you want to say what that one is?
That's www.empower, empowerma.com. Stands for Empower Music and Arts, all things empowering. We have sheet music, MP3s, downloads, performance tracks, songbooks, books, everything about adding all positive messages to your life.
Uh-huh. And so you can get tickets at the door, or you can get tickets on your website, right? And that'll show all the different concerts that are around the United States and Canada. And if you're not in this area, which a lot of people aren't, you can probably find one in your area, hopefully, because it's amazing. And so you're going to have four of you at our church. And
yep.
We're even,
Daniel
Namod.
Even,
uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Phone.
Daniel Namod, who is just an amazing, amazing, amazing artist. And
yeah.
Sloan Wainwright of the famous Wainwright family, who is like a force of nature. You will be just mesmerized by her. And Glenn Rossell, another amazing musician, and then myself. And we have such a good time together.
You have a good time, and you have fabulous voices, and the music is wonderful. It's such an uplift. And so I hope you will join us. If anyone even wants to come at the church service at 10, a couple of you will be there. And then we're going to have a potluck, if you want to bring a dish to pass, at 11:30 and the concert at 1, that's October 4th. So check that out. And, you know, why don't you tell us what the Posse Festival is also?
Well, the Posse Festival will be in Tampa, Florida, from February 11th to the 15th, which is President's Day weekend. And it's just an incredible weekend for anyone who loves positive music. We have workshops, all kind of workshops for fans, for musicians, for music directors. If you are a music director at a New Thought Church and you want to get resources and songbooks and meet the artists who create the music, all of the artists come. And we have keynote speakers. Reverend David Ault will be one of our keynotes, an amazing CSL minister. And Daniel Namod will be there doing his very popular mini water retreat, which is about letting go of things that you can't control anyway and just being open to the flow of good in your life. And one of the really amazing fun things that we have are called the Pajama Jam Showcases, which take place late Friday night in the hotel. And we have 10 themed rooms, like an island theme or, a YOU, a youth room. Everybody, all the artists wear their pajamas. Everybody wears pajamas, and every 20 minutes the artists change. So they're a little acoustic set, which is unamplified, up close and personal in the hotel rooms. And then we have all kind of concerts. We have open mics, namaste cafes where you can perform your music for us. We have songwriting classes. We have a pre-event songwriting school with six amazing song coaches. If you write songs and you want to take your songwriting to the next level, check that out. All this information is on the website at empowerma.com. And
great.
Culminate in the Posse Music Festival, where we give out the Posse Awards for the songs which get the highest ratings this year. All the songs are amazing, and it's just really a great, great, great weekend.
Yeah, we've had some people from our church that have gone and have just been just amazed and just so happy they went and said it was just so powerful. So if anybody, you know, is interested in that, please check that out, because that's, you know, you get that kind of experience and it can last you all year after you start hearing all the music. And I keep playing everything in my car over and over again, and it just really changes you. There's just so much negativity, and like I said, I think it's giving the young people all these negative vibes with, you know, what the song has to say.
In the past, the Led Zeppelin, which we thought was pretty far out, said, "If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Kind woman, I give you my all." And now we have Nicki Minaj repeating, "Stupid, stupid, stupid ho, stupid, stupid, stupid." Evidently, that's all the lyrics in the entire song. So if someone's telling themselves that they're stupid for about, 50 times, you're putting that into your head. You're putting it out there. You don't want to put anything out there that's negative, because you get back whatever you give out. So, stick with the positive music like Sue's, and hope you'll check it out a little bit further. What, why do you think that music is so powerful?
Well, music can take, if you're listening to a speaker, the music that follows the spoken part is what takes the message to your heart. You can hear a song on the radio and you will be instantly transported 20, 30 years back in the past because it's a memory. It evokes memory. And, I do believe that, what you said, that what you put out there is what you bring into your life. One of my very first songs was written from a quote by Dr. Johnny Coleman, which says, "I am the thinker who thinks the thought. I have the power to change my life."
Oh, I love that. That's an awesome song.
And,
that's awesome. I didn't know that was Johnny Coleman.
Johnny Coleman put out that affirmation, and I heard it, and I wrote a song about it. The intention of the youth singing it, because the verses say, I am beauty, I am light, I am more than meets the eye. But it's become one of my more popular songs, and not just for the youth. A lot of people like to listen to the message, and it's basically saying, think good thoughts. You draw to what you you draw what you think about. And to help you do that, Empower puts on Posse Music Month, which was a great idea by Janice Stanfield. And in the month of November, if you go to our website, you will get a free download of a Posse song every day of the month.
And we
give you the Posse Music Challenge that say if you listen to just positive music for a month and then see how in the many ways that it has changed your life.
Oh, I believe that totally. That's an awesome idea too, because I think all the different people that we hear, such as Marianne Williamson, they all say, don't ever start your day with the news and a cup of coffee, and by noon you're going to be depressed. So start out with meditating and prayer and being grateful for what you have and naming everything or having a gratitude journal, listening to wonderful music like yours. And I think Marianne said in the Course of Miracles, it said 5 minutes in the morning with the Holy Spirit will guarantee that he will be in your life for the rest of the day or that will, So I think this music is fabulous. I Am the Thinker is one of my favorites. We sing it all the time at our church. I hope you're going to do it when you come. And
absolutely.
So I guess the only other thing I was going to check with you on was, what's different when you've got several people writing a song or by yourself?
Co-writing. And, co-writing's kind of, it makes you a little vulnerable because it's like a blind date. You never know if you will sync with that person. Empower does some co-writing retreats where we kind of draw names out of a hat, and you have two and a half hours to throw ideas back and forth and see if a song comes, and then you get time to finish it later because two and a half hours isn't long enough to finish a song. And the next song I think you're going to play was from a co-writing retreat that we did in Arizona based on holiday songs. And I had read in a fabulous book called The Celtic Spirit by Caitlin Matthews, which is daily meditations for the turning year. And I was looking through it for some song ideas because we were writing about holidays. And as I arrived at the retreat, my mom had just passed. So I was feeling very vulnerable and open-hearted and, at peace with her, passing because she'd had a tough time. But still, the world shifts. So I'd read this meditation where it says that if you listen to yourself, what do you say after, when I retire, I will, when I have time, I will. And what you would fill in that blank with is what your true heart's desire is.
Okay.
And so I use that as a starting point with my songwriting session with the amazing and prolific J.D. Martin, who came up with a song called My Heart's Desire.
Okay. Well, we're going to listen to that, and then I think you're going to have to leave us. So is there anything else that you want to leave us with, Sue, before I play your song and then get to see you in a couple weeks?
Well, I'm just so grateful that you had me on your show, Mary, and I hope that everyone listens to as much positive music as possible. It's a lot easier to find now than it used to be, and a lot of mainstream artists are actually putting positive messages in their songs also, you know, together with a positive message and positive thoughts and working together, we can be the change that we want to see. You know, we can kind of help ourselves heal our lives and do good things in the world. And I hope you hope we see you at one of the Plaza Paloozas in Farmington Hills, and we have two other ones in Michigan, and then some in Chicago, and the Posse Fest. Just lots of opportunities to immerse yourself in music. And I appreciate you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I appreciate you giving me the space to share my music and my song. You're going to play, I think, My Heart's Desire that I wrote with J.D., and then you're going to close the show with a chant that I wrote with Sloan Wainwright and Melinda Wood Allen. We were in New York getting ready to go into songwriting camp that I spoke about, summersongs.com, which was a life-changing songwriting. It's giving yourself the space to create, giving yourself the time and saying it's okay to spend time being creative. And so it's a week-long songwriting camp that is unbelievable. And we do a shorter version of it, like I said, before the Posse Fest, we do the Totally Cool Song School. It's a pre-event for 2 days, just giving you a little taste of it. But I was in New York. It was snowing, and it was a blizzard, and there was already a lot of snow, like 5 foot of snow in the yard. And Sloan, whose house we were at, was not pleased that it was going to snow again. But I started noodling on the piano, and because we were stationary, since we couldn't get out of the driveway, the universe gave us the gift of this beautiful chant. And Sloan started singing her part from the kitchen. I started singing a part. Melinda started singing a part. And it's just a mesmerizing chant that was given to us that day when we gave ourselves the time to be creative.
Well, it's wonderful, and I can't wait to share it with everyone. And, you know, I just want to say, usually I come out with, I have someone from Results come on with an action to do every month to do with ending hunger and poverty. But this month I just want to say that I think everyone, whether you have kids in school or not, needs to go find out if your community schools have cut music from their programs. Do they still have music education, or are budget cuts emptying music classrooms? Check on your school district. One fact that someone had written down was one of the only activities that activates, stimulates, and uses the entire brain is music. Educator Marva Collins wrote that music and art are education for the soul. So let's find out if our kids are getting this or not, because it's supposed to help with every area of learning, and they're really missing something if they aren't getting music. So be active on that, and I'm going to start now to play Heart's Desire, Sue, and then I'll say a few more words and give some contact, and then we will play Ready to Receive. So we are ready to receive, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Mary, and I probably should say my website, actually, which is SueRiley.com. SueRiley.com, and you can listen to samples of all my songs that take you to the Empower Store, where you can get downloads, and like I said, we give a lot of things away, so you can sign up for newsletters, all kinds of stuff, and it's got my contact information on it.
Okay, and I'm going to send the link out to a couple thousand people on my Facebook page, and I'll send you the link, and we can put this out anywhere that we think people need to know what positive music can do. So thanks again, and we're going to listen to Heart's Desire now. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Desire. It's never too late. Just don't forget that. You're never too old. It's never too late to work on your heart's desire and give the gift of service to others and think positively about your life. Think in the now, not the past, not the future, and get as much positive music as you can. Here's a quote from Plato. I would teach children music, physics, and philosophy, but most importantly, music, for the patterns in music and all the arts are the keys to learning. Sometimes I think we forget about that. We need to remember that. And other things that have been said, kids who have music do better in all subjects. Recent information, music may combat Alzheimer's. In World War II, when World War II was raging, the British government proposed cutting out the arts and music, to which Churchill replied, then what are we fighting for? And one last quote is that music utilizes math and problem-solving skills while making our world more beautiful, soulful, and satisfying. Defunding music programs is a disservice to our future society. So check on your schools. See if they're funding music programs. You know, ask them why they aren't, if they aren't. See what you can do about it. Put your kids in something to do with music. Music appreciation, an instrument, a choir, you know, anything like that. But I think, you know, once we grow up, we see how much it really meant to us. I took piano for like 10 years and haven't played very much lately, but it does mean a lot to me. And so I just want to, you know, tell everyone again, I hope that you'll take a look at the website for www.empowerma.com for information on Sue and other New Thought musicians and where they're going to be and come to an event and see how great the music is.
So I want to thank Sue for being with me again. You know that I usually have someone on from Results talking about what to do to call Congress on hunger and poverty issues. So today I'll just say go to the Results website and you will find actions there. It's www.results.org. And Results says peace begins when hunger ends. We want to try to support people that need a hand up. So always try to see what you can do. And thank you for listening. Have a great day and a great month. And we're going to end the show by listening to Ready to Receive. And that's beautiful. So enjoy. Thank you.
Come to me, ready to